For the second time in 6 years, UNESCO is considering whether to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger. Ahead of the critical meeting on Friday, the Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, has made a dash to Europe for last-minute lobbying of World Heritage Committee members. Yesterday, the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, wrote to the Prime Minister requesting greater Commonwealth funding for water quality and for climate change projects. Megan Scalin is the state's Environment Minister. Minister, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
The World Heritage Committee of UNESCO will meet on Friday to consider a draft recommendation for the Great Barrier Reef to be listed as in danger. Your federal counterpart, Susan Lee, has travelled to Europe to lobby committee members. Do you wish her all the best, and how do you rate her chances of success?
Oh, well, look, of course, we want to make sure we're working together to keep the reef off the in danger listing. You know, the Great Barrier Reef is so important for its ecological value, but it's incredibly important for its economic value as well. Here in Queensland, you know, it generates $6 billion for our economy and 60,000 jobs. So making sure that remains off the in danger listing is really, really important. But of course, what we think we need to do is, you know, reflect on some of the concerns that have been raised, and of course, also listen to the science. And we've made a number of significant announcements around renewable energy, around water quality, and we've brought in a number of regulations to try and improve water quality in this state. And we're hoping that the federal government can come together, we can work on a bit of a package to put together to the World Heritage Committee to show that we take their concerns seriously. It's very similar to what we did back in 2015.
In 2015, you came up with the reef package, which was generally at the time applauded, at least to wait to see how it worked out. Now UNESCO has basically agreed with the finding of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Authority that there more action needs to be taken on, that climate change remains the biggest threat to the reef. But asking the federal government to match what Queensland is doing in terms of renewable energy projects, I mean, how does that help the reef in the short term? I understand the water quality projects, but I'm unclear on the renewable energy projects, why you're calling on the federal government to match you in that.
Well, look, we've seen the Commonwealth partner with a number of other states when it comes to energy bilateral agreements around renewable energy. You know, as you mentioned, climate change is the biggest threat to the Great Barrier Reef. So amping up the amount of renewable energy we have to drive down emissions, I think, is a really critical path forward and something that all governments should be working towards. We're not asking them to do anything that we're not already doing. We've already put the $2 billion on the table. We're just asking them to match us.
Do you think that would be enough to persuade UNESCO, though, or would they be wanting something more, if you like, more global in terms of climate change targets from the federal government?
Oh, well, look, of course, I think the Commonwealth are showing that they are following, you know, what so many of our trading partners are doing in terms of signing up to targets would be helpful. I think targets are one thing, taking action is another thing, and I think we need to do both. I mean, every state and territory around the country has signed up to targets, so the states are doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. We're also investing, and so we want to see that action from them as well.
You sending the letter as you have and drawing attention to, you know, wanting the federal government to spend more on climate change projects, renewable energy projects, is that gesture politics to some extent, that it's only going to highlight, as the federal minister is around in Europe lobbying members of the UNESCO board, that there is tension in Australia over this issue? I mean, I guess I'm asking, is that a political gesture as much as anything else? To embarrass the federal government?
No, look, I think we all want to work together to keep the reef off the in danger listing. I mean, we're playing our part. I don't think it's any secret that states want to see more ambition from the Commonwealth when it comes to investment in renewables. We've been saying that for some time, well before there's been the proposal of the in danger listing. I actually think, though, you know, when we're going to the World Heritage Committee, we need to show that we're taking those concerns seriously. Back in 2015, you'll remember we did, you know, we said that we would ban the dumping of dredge spoil. We committed to putting in place reef regulations, tree clearing laws, further investment in water quality. So we really showed that we were listening and that we were acting. And I think going to the World Heritage Committee without some renewed commitments doesn't show that we're taking some of those concerns seriously. And so I think that's why we're asking the Commonwealth to, as I said, nearly just match us.
What about the efforts, the joint efforts? Last time that was key to the reef plan. This time there doesn't seem to be a lot of working together. It's been reported that ambassadors in this country from some of the countries who will be involved in this decision will have been invited to have a look at the reef, go diving on the reef ahead of Friday's meeting. But Queensland government hasn't been asked to be a part of that, have you?
Look, we were invited late yesterday, so of course, as you can appreciate, our schedules are often pretty busy ahead of time, so we're working through some options to make sure we can put our case forward. I mean,
But were you disappointed when you found that out?
Oh, look, it is disappointing not to hear about those things in a timely manner and sometimes hear about things through the media, but look, we'll make sure that we continue to put our case forward and work with the Commonwealth where we can. I actually think there's great value in us being a part of that discussion. I mean, as I said, we're doing a lot of work in this state. I think those points should be put forward to the World Heritage Committee to show that the Queensland government is taking action on climate change and on water quality. And of course, there are areas of improvement. We've very openly said the dial needs to shift further when it comes to working with landholders to get those improvements on water quality so we can reach our targets. So we're really open to having that discussion with them.
And also Susan Lee is inviting ambassadors from Australia to the reef is one thing, but Susan Lee is calling for a monitoring mission before any decision is made. Would you expect that that's reasonable and fair and that UNESCO will see it that way, that they actually send another monitoring mission before they make any decision and so therefore they make no decision on Friday?
Yeah, look, I absolutely would support a monitoring mission coming to Queensland. I think, you know, it would be really valuable for them to come out to take a look at the reef themselves, but also to talk to all of our scientists and experts. You know, ultimately, I think we all share the same goal and that we don't want the reef put on the in danger listing. So we'll work with the Commonwealth to make sure we achieve that objective. But, you know, we do also need to listen to the science. And, you know, the science is very clear that there are a number of threats that we do need to take action on.
And we, Minister, we're almost out of time, but one listener's just written in and said one word sums up Queensland's hypocrisy on the Barrier Reef, Adani.
Yeah, look, I know a lot of people are very passionate and focus on one particular project. In Queensland, though, we've since 2015 seen 44 large-scale renewable energy projects that have popped up since we've been in government. So there's a huge amount of work happening across the state. You know, recently, of course, the Department of Environment and Science finalised a report around the Central Queensland project that posed a number of unacceptable risks, and they said it shouldn't proceed. So we look at all of these projects on their merits.
Megan Scanlon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Megan Scanlon is Queensland's Environment Minister. We did seek an interview with the Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, but she was unavailable, lobbying as she is in Europe.